Yeah, what's up? I should fade that out, but I'm just playing it. How are you guys? Welcome to another episode of Twisted. As you know, I've taken the Nye Show feed, and I'm doing 1 week I'm going to do the International Bad Boys Hour with Mr. Steven Randolph, and the next week I'll be doing Twisted all by myself. I really appreciate all the feedback that we got on the International Bad Boys Hour. You guys seem to like it. Some people called it instant classic, which I'm super excited about. It's fun. Steve Randolph is gold. We're going to get into that more. We'll dive into Steve and his life throughout the first couple episodes. Then we'll start bringing some other international bad boys into the studio, talk about what it's like to be an international bad boy. Shit's jumping. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, if you guys didn't listen to it, basically Steve told us about his love of 18-year-old girls. He's a 35-year-old man dating an 18-year-old woman. Can we call them women when they're 18? I don't know. We'll get into that. Then he tells how he discovered crystal meth. And we got into that, and that was an interesting story. I feel like crystal meth is a lot more popular than people think. Like, everybody sees it as, like, weird hillbilly shit, and I think more people do it than you think. But I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Joining me, she doesn't want to talk, but Julia's in the room. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. I have her here in case I say something stupid. I need somebody to check me because I'm going to say some dumb shit.
I will encourage that.
You will encourage stupidity? I'm cool with that.
Absolutely.
You guys don't see us because cameras aren't in yet, and we'll get into all that in a few. But I wear sunglasses when I do these because I feel like I'm going to just stare at Julia the whole time begging for laughter.
You'll get it.
Please, please, please encourage me. Tell me I'm doing well. Tell me I'm important. Some of you guys hear me, I'm a little under the weather, but I had to do this episode because I want to keep the ball rolling. I hope you guys enjoy it. I've gotten some good feedback on Twisted. Apparently everybody likes me yelling to myself about weird whatever I'm angry about. I'm excited about it. I'm super excited about it. So those are things we're doing. I'm really excited about the International Bad Boy Hour and Twisted. So I hope you guys enjoy. And as always, feel free to give me any feedback, positive, negative, whatever you guys want. Now, I know you guys all want the Nye Show back. I want the Nye Show back. Here's a situation. Gareth, Vicky, very busy. Both very busy. So I might do something because I had Joe Rogan hit me up. He's like, hey, dude, I want to do a Naughty Show podcast. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So I might get the gang back together for that.
Start a Twitter revolution.
Yeah. Is that a term or is that just us just talking? Is there like, you know how you get like, oh, my God, it's trending. Is there something called a Twitter revolution where we change the way people look at Twitter?
There could be.
Good point.
There could be. You should get your fans to start a hashtag that, you know, get Joe.
I've learned something about my fans. They're really great, but they don't give a fuck. You know why? Because they're just like me. Like, I have things I love. Don't ask me to show up to anything. I gave $20 to All Things Comedy. That's all I'm doing. I wish it wasn't like that. But, yeah, dude, it's just like I don't engage in anything. I do not. It's just like that's not who I am. I could never wait in line to get an iPhone. Like, that just seems stupid to me. You know what's so funny about them is they wait in line overnight with other fat dorks, right? They're just fat dorks. And then they wait in line, and they get the phone, and they pay way too much for the phone. They buy it at $600, straight cash, homie. And then 2 weeks later, it's selling for $150. Like, what? It's like, dude, it's a stupid tax. You paid a stupid tax. And it's not like it's, I mean, it's. I don't need a new phone. I really don't. I got this one. I'm happy with it. I'll stay for this for a while. I want to get off Apple. I want to get off iPhones. I think I'm going to go to Note. It's just brighter and prettier. I like shiny objects. But there's also a part of me that just wants to go into flip phones. Because I'm getting to that old man age where I don't care. I don't want any of it. I'm constantly seeing if anyone's liking my Instagram or retweeting my tweets. It's a waste of my day. I'm consumed with that.
So everybody should start tweeting and Instagramming constantly to Sam.
Yeah, it's so weird because like I put well-constructed shit out that I work really hard on. And then I put it out and I'll get like, okay, 2 likes. And then you see somebody take a selfie, 1 billion likes. I just
you need to start using better hashtags.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I guess I do. I mean, I know what you got to do. It's like there's all these rules of social media that I don't care. I just want to put it out. So now if like something only gets 30 likes, I take the picture down because I feel pressure that if it didn't get 100 likes. So I put up a picture of this one thing and I called it, oh, look at this hilarious movie coming out. And then another famous comic put the same thing out. And not great minds think alike. He gets a gazillion likes on his. It's the same thing. I can't even break 100. He got 1 billion likes. There's not even that many people on Instagram. People voted twice. It's just ridiculous. I'm just at the age where I just want to do stand-up, but you just can't do that anymore. You have to do everything. Like, I'm a stand-up comic. It's like people are like, oh, you don't got a day job? No, I got a every waking moment of my life job. You can't take a moment off. I don't have weekends off. I work literally every day. From the moment I get up, which I'm going to say this, I get up at 10 in the morning. People are like, oh, well, some of you guys might, that's not that late. For a comedian, that's like being a day walker. All my friends don't get up till noon. Grown men in their 30s don't get up till noon. So I get up at 10, I feel like, and then I walk my dog and get that done, and then I just go to work, just sending out emails, begging someone to let me rock. That's all it is. I just signed with a new agency, which was cool. So a PA person will finally get me out. Because I've been hustling my own. Everything I do, I just do on my own, which I don't really mind. But there's just some places that just won't take an email from me. So you got to get somebody to vouch for you, which is the most retarded shit. It's just stupid.
Who are you emailing that you need to be vouched?
Like comedy club bookers. It's like, it's so weird. They just won't take an email from a comic. They just don't. It's just, you need to have somebody vouch for you. It's like,
I'll send one for you.
Yeah, right. That works. Random chick sending emails.
I'll tell them I'm your publicist.
I appreciate that. You know, I had 2 girls hit me up. NBC's doing a big, a really cool thing. They're like, right? They're like going to make somebody's pilot. All these people sent in their ideas for TV shows. They pick like the top 30 and they've been whittling them down. And now it's like the final 4 or something like that. And I have 2 of my friends, these 2 chicks. One has been on a naughty show. And they hit me up. They asked me to write them a recommendation letter. I'm like, I don't know what this is going to do for you, but I'll do it. I like to bang both of them. You should put them on TV. It's so weird. I'm going to write a recommendation letter for people to get a show that I'm going to beg them to put me on their show. Hey, you remember that letter I sent? Why won't anyone make me like a creepy like Armenian janitor or anything on their TV? I don't know why nobody will do that for me. I don't get it. Put me on your show. I pitched a show. You want to hear the character that I pitched to Steve Byrne that he never used? And I don't know why. For a show that just got canceled. It was on TBS called Sullivan & Sons. I pitched the show idea of I want to play a character called AC. And he was the Armenian handyman. And the AC stand for ass crack. Because everybody wants me. They hate when I come around because I'm really good at what I do and I can do for cheap because I get all my shady Armenian friends to give me all the shit for free. But every time I work, my ass crack comes out and it's just right there. So that was my character, shady Armenian handyman who just does all of his work for a free beer tap.
This is, I have to say really quick, I'm doing my best not to laugh and.
No, I need that. I'm incredibly insecure.
But this is also not fair because I feel like I'm getting my own personal stand-up show that no one else is a part of. And it's
please,
not fair.
Enjoy it. This is like my normal crowds anyways. Show up, there's 8 people in the room.
That's not true.
No, it's not. But it's still funny. I got asked to do... Well, I'll get into some stuff. Let's get into stuff. Once again, our sponsor is MK Culture. For all your spiritual needs, you in a bad place, you want to grow, go to mkculture.org. Once again, they are not a cult. We got a lot. There was an Instagram fight. There's a weird Twitter fight. They are not a cult. Please stop calling them a cult because they get it mad at me. But go check them out. Maybe they got something for you. You know, maybe you're not where you want to be. Maybe you need something different in your life. And maybe that something is mkculture.org for all. They are a think tank. They are not a cult.
So you're saying they're a cult.
They're not a cult, man. Well, they may be. I think they're a cult. But I'm not allowed to call them a cult. That's just the rule. They get very angry. They send me lawyer legalese, explain to me if I call them a cult, they're going to sue me. MKCulture.org. All right. What do we want to do? Real quick, let's get into some other stuff. We did it. All Things Comedy made its it made its
fundraising goal.
Fundraising goal. There we go. 10 grand and counting. What's it up to, you think? It's like it's over 10,000 right now. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And like 2 days ago, we were at like 7,000. I'm like, oh, don't look good. Don't look good at all. You know, and then I see like some people like, hey, I want to do a dirty puppet show. 30 grand. And they made 45 grand. I don't get who's helping who. So basically, there's 50 podcasts on this channel. Each one of them had to raise $200, basically. And we, have you been on a Tube Starter? Have you been to pay? Did you see all the comments?
I didn't know there were comments.
New comments. Literally half of them are Punch Drunk Sports comments. People, yeah, they want to see us.
It was fun. I was here with them yesterday.
Oh, that's a good show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you attracted to? Are you married, by the way?
I'm not.
Okay.
Are you proposing?
Yeah.
It's a little soon.
Why? Why wait? Why not just get right to it? These are going to be the best parts of the year.
Why weren't you here yesterday?
Oh, well, I'll get into it. I got asked to do Howard Stern.
Get into it. Oh. Tell us.
I'm going. I got a pad. I got a lineup.
Come on.
Well, I want to finish up with. I'll talk about this. I want to talk about some All Things Comedy. Then I'll get into the Howard Stern. I love it. You're like, I'm just going to sit here. You won't even know I'm here. And she's like, let's go. Roll. Next topic. I'm bored. Move on. Jesus Christ. By the way, if you want to know, I'm in a black shirt with black sunglasses on right now in a room with no light. Why am I wearing glasses? Am I back on coke? No, I'm not back on coke. But I just feel bad because, like, I always look at people for approval. Oh, was that funny? Make me feel good. Tell me I'm good. I don't even know how this podcast is going, but I feel like it's killing. I feel like we're killing it. Bill Burr's special. Did you check it out?
It's in my queue. Not yet. I've had a lot of work to do.
When you say it's in your queue, is that the way you tell someone, hey, listen, I haven't watched it, but I'm going to act like I want to.
I do. I love Bill Burr.
It was awesome.
Yeah? I'll watch it tonight.
I think it's one of the best specials I've seen since like Chris Rock's early one. I mean, I've seen some great ones. Rogan's last one was really great. Nick Swardson had one of the best specials. But I just feel like this was like, it was a guy claiming the throne, man. That's what I feel.
I was trying to save it, honestly, because I saw a preview for it and it looks phenomenal. And I wanted to wait.
It's really fun. It's fun to see someone work at a very high level. You know, it's really fun to see people take risky topics and get like dick joke laughs off it. You know, and it's come from a dick joke comic. I love dick jokes. I just love what he talked about. It's like all relatable shit. He did a lot of religious stuff. It was a very good take on it. It was very funny. Now, here's the thing I loved about that was I saw him working some of that material on his new special. In the main room at the Comedy Store in front of like 12 people. Like, how crazy is that? That's so fucking... Well, I tell people this. Watching Bill Burr work new material is a gift. It's like a real... I tell comics, every time you see him go up, you see him working new stuff, watch it. Because he doesn't go right for the laugh. He works the bit. And I find that just extraordinary. It's like, because everybody, especially at the Comedy Store now, it's just become, you have to kill with the greatest hits all the time. No one can take chances. It's just like, to watch him go up and, like, you watch him start a new bit and it doesn't kill at all at first. At all. And then it just, he mines it. And then after like 2 months, it's like a murdering bit. That's great. That's what comedy should be. It's just like, we're just in this pop comedy
thing.
How do
you work on new material?
Oh, dude, yeah, I do that to a point. I mean, he has a name, I don't. So it's like a little different work. Like, I'm really proud that I pretty much have a new hour that I did in about a year, which is really hard when you don't exactly have a huge following. You know, it's easy when you got a giant following because people give you the benefit of the doubt on your premises. Like, okay, we've seen enough of you, you're good. When you don't and you're walking out to strangers all the time who have no clue what you're about to do, it's hard. But, man, I got a bunch of great bits, man. So this one's my new CD is going to be all storytelling. And after that, it's going to be like a bunch of then I think I'm just going to do an all crowd work one where I just work crowd work.
Yeah.
Which is going to be really great. Oh, getting into that stuff, I have a bunch of shows coming up in January I'm really happy about. First of all, New Year's, I'm going to be doing the Underground in Toronto. Tickets are, it's already almost sold out, which is great. So if you want to come down, you want to see a show, you want to see a great live show, come see me live. Especially when the room is completely baked. And I'm sober, right? But man, I walk out there, it's like, bing, and I'm just like lost. I got a contact buzz. But I found out that's like the fine print. Like, I didn't break my sobriety because I didn't smoke the weed. But if it's around me and I accidentally inhale it, what can you say? So I just go up there and it's just like people just baked sitting in a fucking weed locker, like a little weed locker for like 2 hours of just smoking weed and they're baked. And I've said before, it's like you walk out, it looks like gorillas in the mist, man. You see nothing but like fog and just dark images just moving in the back. You're like, where the fuck am I? You're in Toronto, bitch! Underground! That's underground. Smoke weed! And one of my favorite cities on the planet, Toronto, Canada. It's just an amazing city. It's like San Francisco, but with really good-looking people. San Francisco's got good people, but they're just like granola hot, you know? They're like business granola hot. But Toronto's, I can't, dude. I mean, I don't do Tinder for Tinder. I just like to see, I like to check it out just to see what's going on. Nobody likes me on Tinder in Toronto. They're like, you are ugly, American boy. Yeah, so I'll be out there. So big things come out. I got a couple things going. I just got hired. I'm going to be doing. What's your opinion on porn, Julia? Are you a porn girl? Are you not a porn girl? I feel like they're.
I do like porn.
Girls do like porn. Do you think they've always liked porn? They just can't say it, or is it finally like, oh, I can watch this and appreciate what's going on?
I think it depends on the porn, and it also depends on some women aren't as visual. You know, for
yeah,
me,
that's why they like to read penthouse forums or something like that.
I need to use my imagination.
Yeah. No, so weird.
You know what? For me, honestly, it keeps me from being distracted. Because if I don't have porn, sometimes I start drifting off into things I have to do. So I'm thinking, did I get
that's
my
so
changed?
Interesting.
Oh, I have to.
So you'll be diddling the piddle, mm-hmm. right? And you'll be like, oh my God, did I turn off the stove? Do you do that?
That's me.
That's not me at all. It's just like, get it.
I can't always be in the zone. So, but it doesn't. But I'm also not. You know, I'm not. What was that movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
I have no clue.
That Don John.
What's it called? Yeah, Interracial Gangbang 5? Is that what you're talking about?
No, he was in a movie where he was addicted to porn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that.
No, but nobody's saying you are. And if you are, hey, I'll still be your friend.
But I think more.
I like you for your vices.
I think more. Well, I've got plenty. I think that more women like porn than they admit. I'll say that.
Even today, where it's like pretty open, it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Would you tell me what kind of porn you like? There's that too much information. Like, are you into lesbian porn?
Yeah, women are hot. I've dated women before, but I get distracted where I don't know. I like women for sex, but I can't date them.
Right. But you like to watch two chicks go at it?
Sometimes.
No dicks?
It depends. It depends. Oh, you're telling me you watch the same thing every time.
What, I did?
No, I'm saying, are you saying that you watch the exact
same thing? No, I have a wide range.
Right. From.
But you don't have a preference? My question is, do you like looking at dicks?
It depends. I don't like looking at their faces.
You don't like looking at the guy, you just like the dicks.
If there's any face, or if he's got the paunchy, gross stomach, I'm out.
Oh, so you want six-pack,
no.
Dick, no face.
No, just not like be, hey, I look like I don't take care of myself or I might be this girl's dad.
Oh, well, that's a big thing. Step-daughter porn is just big. It's just weird.
I noticed that.
Yeah, but you haven't looked at any of that?
Well, I know that they're not related.
But yeah.
I do my best to avoid those as well.
Yeah. Ugh.
I like, this is really weird. I like women in porn who look like me.
Why? That makes sense.
It seems super narcissistic.
Why not? You don't have to bang them. You can watch someone who looks like you bang them.
Do you do that?
Do I look for people that look like me fucking? No.
Yeah. No.
I just look for chicks that are hot. But I don't want to see the same chick too much. Because then it's like we're dating.
Oh, I was just going to say that's tapping into something.
Do you look at black eye dick?
It depends. It depends.
Can you take... Well, I'll get into that. I want to talk about that, too. So, anyways, Bill Burr's special was great. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. I can't recommend it enough. If you watch one special the rest of the year, watch that one. It's so good. I think he's number one. I think there was a battle for it, but I think that special just put him on top. It's really great. It's really great. What's it called? I'm Sorry You Feel That Way?
Yep.
It's on Netflix. It's so good. I want to know if he shot it in black and white or he transferred it to black and white. That's the only question I got. Ooh. But it was good. Hour and 15 of murder. Of just murder.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So yesterday, I did Howard Stern.
Tell us.
Well, I did do Howard Stern's show. I did Howard Stern's channel, the one-on-one with Josh Wolf. It was me, Josh Wolf, Annie Lederman, and it was great because they walk in. I'm like, what are the rules? He's like, anything goes, just don't shit on Howard. I'm like, who would come on Howard Stern's channel and shit on Howard Stern? I don't know anybody who doesn't like Howard. Maybe like a couple Opie and Anthony fans, but for the most part, it's like, it's really hard to root against that guy. He's done everything his own way forever. I mean, he's been radio like, what, 35 years? Dominated it? Has done everything? Everybody? I mean, it's crazy. So we come on, and Josh Wolf sounds a bunch of stuff. Josh Wolf is really funny. He's a really funny guy. He's like my age, but he's got like 18-year-old kids. And I'm realizing at my age, you could have 18-year-old kids. I keep thinking I'm like 22, and I'm not. How old are you?
I'm 33, but I consider myself to be the same age for years.
Yeah.
Where I just keep forgetting what year it is.
Do you have kids?
No.
Do you want to have kids?
Is that clock going,
bang, 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 bang?
Whether I wanted to or not, it kind of does. I think that's why women in the midlife start getting super horns.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to start popping them out while you can.
I was trying to look up how long Howard's been doing stuff. We're in a Wi-Fi black hole.
Why? I thought we got Wi-Fi in this motherfucker.
We do, but it's spotty in my little producer corner.
So on that corner of this small room, you can't get Wi-Fi. But in this corner, you can. What's this, the Bermuda Triangle? Did I just fucking butcher that, by the way? Is it the Bermuda Triangle?
I've heard it both ways.
That's fine. For this show, it's perfect. So I went and did Howard Stern. And it was pretty great. And it was me, Josh, Annie Lieberman, and he brought in his guy who plays guitar, and they did a bunch of songs. It was fun. But before the show, I go, is there any rules? He goes, do whatever you want, man. Go for it. Just don't shit on Howard, like I said. Just you say anything. So I'm like, okay, I'll go for it. And something I talked in the last one, and they were just like talking about racism. I'm like, I'm not racist. I love everybody, which I'm going to get into a little bit later. You know, but I go, I don't buy Coke from black guys. When I did drugs, I learned don't buy Coke from black guys. Is that racist? Or is that just them not selling good cocaine? Julia, give me a reading on this.
I have no idea.
Is it bad on both of our parts? Or should I not be saying that to 20 million people?
I'm not sure why I think it's super funny, but I've never bought Coke, so are there stereotypes about...
No, this is just a guy who bought cocaine for a little while and was tired of every time I bought... I love how I'm worried if this is racist and I'm still going into it.
Please do. I'm going to encourage you to go down these weird...
Yeah, all the time. I just bought, you know, over the years that I partied, I would buy blow from black guys and it was always shitty blow. And I'm like, you're really ruining your reputation as a salesman. It's like, I get you want to chop it up to someone, but it's all baby powder at this point. I feel like I'm doing Splenda. So I talked about that, and I don't know. It was like I saw Josh's face jaw drop. I'm like, is that the fatal bullet that completely ends his already dead career? Is that the bullet in the zombie right in the brains? Is that race? I don't know if that's racist.
I have no frame of reference for that.
Can I get into some?
I have no idea.
And here's another.
Get like, into anything you want.
Racism's, it's just so interesting. Because recently I was driving my friend back from the Comedy Store. And he is black. Yes, I let him in my car. I'm only kidding. He's a good friend of mine. He goes, hey, can I get a ride over here to my car? I go, yeah, jump in. So we start driving. And he's like, I can't believe that it's almost 2015 and there's still chicks who won't sleep with black guys. I go, what? He goes, yeah. I was sitting on this chick. She's like, I'm not into black guys. Can you believe it? I'm like, well, I and you, being a woman, you can answer. I don't see that as racist. I see that as like, that's just not what you're into.
That's the same as saying that I'm gay or I'm straight. It's not something that you can choose what you're attracted to.
I think who you fuck is only who you're attracted to.
Yeah, you can't change that. It'd be different if, you know, the woman said I don't sleep with black men because of some stereotypical reason. But
I would actually tell you the people can sleep with a race that they hate. Because they're attracted to that, but they might not see them as real people. Do you know? Okay. Great example is there was this German porn star who joined the Aryan race. And she was moving up the Aryan race, you know, power ladder. She's moving her way up, you know, getting higher and higher up in the whole German Aryan race corporation. She hates black guys. Everything's going good for her in her world. The Aryans are really loving her until someone discovers a porno, a couple of them, where she bangs black guys and she got kicked out. There are instances where people bang who they say they don't like. Strom Thurmond used to bang the help all the time. I just say, it's like you're either into someone or you're not. It's like you're either attracted to black dick or you're not. You're attracted to tall blondes or you're not. I personally don't. I'm not attracted to Asian women. I think they're very cool. I like them a lot. They're great people. I have Asian friends. I know this is like every old man excuse. Is that what old man? I know them. I let Jesus cut my lawn. Doesn't mean I don't think they don't have a right to be here, but they should be sneaking into the country. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's because you don't want to bang black guys means you're racist. I just think you're just not attracted to them. Like some girls like tall guys. Some girls like short guys. Some girls like fat guys. Some girls like old guys. But you're either into them or you're not. And if you're not into them, it's very hard to get turned on by them.
I like gingers.
Some I like gingers, but I think female gingers have it way easier than male gingers. Right?
Have you ever noticed that natural redheads seem to be either really, really ridiculously hot or the absolute opposite?
Yeah, but have you ever seen a ridiculously attractive ginger guy?
Once.
Who?
Oh, just on the street once.
You didn't take a picture with him?
I should have.
Like, oh my God, look at this. I found this. Look at this. Unicorn. Seriously. Well, there's that guy from Homeland who played Brody, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a good-looking guy.
And he's British, so that ups his attractive.
His sales pitch?
It does.
Why do women love accents so much?
If I started talking with a British accent, I'd be much more attractive, too.
No, I don't think so.
No? You don't think it...
But why are you attracted to an accent? What about it?
Women are very, very audio.
Crazy?
Yeah, that too.
No.
No, that's actually pretty accurate. But I think it's just the sound. Same way where women like to have music on more often, I think, when having sex. Stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's like it's just weird. Like that is a, and you know, guys just played up him. Ah, hey, ah, from Australia. Okay. I put a shrimp in the barber.
Okay, there's a limit though.
Yeah. apparently, you don't know that I'm known for all my accents.
Well, what else happened on the Howard Stern, on the channel with Josh?
No, it went really well, man. It went really, really well. We overprepared for it, I think. Though that's my only thing. They sent us like 3 pages of stuff we're going to talk about, and then we ended up doing like a half a page. It was fun, though. I mean, they said they got 20 million listeners. That's crazy, right? Jeez. But I love Annie Lederman. She called me up like 3 days before this Howard Stern thing, and she's like, Sam, I want to bring up a topic about how when as women get older, they become devalued in society. And I'm like, really? I would love to hear about this. She goes, well, you don't understand. Like, as a woman gets older, people appreciate her less. I go, what does that mean? She's like, I don't know. I go, because I totally disagree with that statement. And I'll tell you why. Julia, you're a very attractive girl. You're a very attractive girl.
Thank you. And
I don't know, you don't dress to like flaunt your attractiveness. There's a lot of girls that do that. But no, I'm not saying that. Please don't take the wrong way. You're very hot. I'm just saying like you could be here in a mini skirt with your tits popping out if you wanted to do that.
Did I miss a memo? Should I do that?
No, you shouldn't do that. You should dress how you're comfortable. But there are girls who will do that.
Right.
Because they know they'll get that attention. I get it. Like, if you're a really hot chick, things are just given to you. Like, backstage passes to rap concerts, courtside seats to basketball games. You're invited to Hollywood parties, you know? It's just like, there's things that happen to you that are given to you because you're so hot. People want you around. And the more hot
this
chicks...
This never happened to me until a few months ago. I never got any of that.
You never got free shit?
No, I was very overweight. And
oh, so you're a hot chick who has fat chick tendencies.
So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, because they're really grateful for everything.
Yeah, they are. They're much better in bed. I mean, I banged some super hotties, but I like thick chicks. How much more did you weigh?
I lost about... 50 pounds or so.
Wow. That's awesome. What'd you do?
Who knew it was just eating less and working out?
Yeah. I'll get into that. I got something I want to talk about that.
Ooh,
too.
Do it.
But so she goes, yeah. I go, so what? She goes, like, as you get older, people are less interested in what you have to say. I go, okay. So what you're telling me is, like, as a woman, a gorgeous woman gets less attractive, she gets less shit handed to her, which means she becomes like everybody else in that she has to earn everything she gets. Right? Like, the only way I'm going backstage to a rap concert is if I can rap. If I walk into a Snoop Dogg party and everyone's like, why is that crazy Armenian here? I better start spitting rhymes. I'd be like, white boy crazy. He cool. Hang out. But if I was spitting rhymes, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. No one's ever given me courtside seats. My friend me up is like, look, I'm here. See if you can see me on TV. I'm like, who gave you that? Oh, the lawyer from the Comedy Store. I'm like, the guy knows I'm a Clipper fan. Do you think he's ever offered me his tickets? No, but my friend and our big tits get to hang courtside. Probably why we struggled in the game. Everyone's staring at her tits. Am I wrong? It's just like, you just got to be like everybody else. That's why it's like, being hot is a gift, but you should never rely on it, because it's like anything. Like, people paid thousands of dollars to watch Michael Jordan play basketball. No one's going to pay that now. Say, we're going to pay $1,000 to see Michael Jordan play basketball. No.
Okay, maybe.
Who?
I don't know. Just for novelty?
I just don't think anyone is going to pay $1,000 to see Michael Jordan play basketball.
Probably
right
not.
Now. So it's just like you become like everybody else. You know, it's like the only reason. Now, Annie's really funny, so she was on that show because she's really funny. You know, they obviously wanted a chick. But there's some people I know who have, listen, it could be said about anybody. I don't want to become like, oh, I hate chicks. But it's just like women get handed shit for free that they just, it's like, ah, oh, thank you. Like, people throw them baseballs. They get free shit left and right. Like, there's women who make hundreds of thousands of dollars on Instagram just taking selfies all day. Somebody just friended me on Instagram, this guy. He has like 6 selfies on his feed. I almost blocked him. It's like, you're a dude. You should not have that many selfies. It's just not necessary. You're a grown-ass man. Why are you doing this? Why are you taking, oh, look at that. That's a nice picture. You're a grown-ass man.
So have you ever given women anything based on their attractiveness level to you? Like free passes to a show or something?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I wonder why women keep getting things then.
Well, because everybody wants to get down their pants. It's like you bring them there and you hope they understand. You know, and it's so funny because I've known guys that take women to amazing things. When they get laid, the girls, it's time to, they want to fool around. They're like, I'm not into it. It's like, why you tell me that? I wouldn't have gave you the tickets. Isn't that like in a bartering system?
Like legalized prostitution?
Well, I say legalized prostitution anyways, but I just feel like it's a give and take. Like, I got in trouble because I said, it's not wrong for, let's say, a executive producer of a movie to expect sex from a chick that he just puts in the movie. And I was hanging around, they all had daughters. They're like, oh, that's disrespectful. No, that's disgusting. I'm like, dude, there is a process to becoming an actor in Hollywood, and it sucks. Move here, lose all your money, take acting classes from actors who didn't make it, telling you how to fucking act. Go put your picture up in Central Casting, do fucking extra work, go on auditions a million times for people, lazy casting directors, who really only cast stereotypes for the most part. It's like, if you're like sassy black chick, you know, it's easy to book you. If you're like leaf blower Mexican looking, it's easy to book you as a Mexican. Right? So you go through that process and you do these auditions, you go to the network. The process of making it is so ridiculous. But if you're a chick and this guy's like, hey, dude, I'll give you this. Let's hang out. Yeah, he wants a bone. Why is that wrong to expect bonage?
It's not wrong, but I think most women don't assume, because they're not thinking about sex, they just assume the other person isn't, in my opinion.
Hold on. Let's say I have 2 tickets.
To the Clippers?
No. To the Oscar. No, fuck the Oscars. I got 2 tickets to the Grammys. I got 2 tickets. And you're a super hot chick. I'm like, hey, you want to go to Grammys with me? We'll hang out?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect that meant
boning?
I wouldn't assume that.
Why?
No one's ever wanted me strictly in that capacity.
For
in my
just
life.
Straight sex?
Well, not that I've noticed. Trust me, go look at my Instagram. There's a lot of really shitty pictures. So I'll tell you, that's the thing. For me, I was always passed up. So I
yeah, but you're
like
hot
that.
Now. So you should be understanding that people want to get down your pants.
God.
Should I just call this the caveman hour?
You probably should.
I get it. And that's why I am who I am in Hollywood. I'm sorry, but if I'm going to give you some free shit, give me some ass. What's wrong with that? It's a bartering system. You get to come to something. And
you
like,
should
listen.
Start, you should open with that. Do you want to go to the Grammys? I also expect some boning.
Yeah. Hi. I got two tickets. I got a ticket. It's floor seats. Grammys. Expect you to dress up, bleach your asshole,
some
and put
stuff.
Out later.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Actually, that would be refreshing if you actually admitted what you wanted.
If a guy you don't hang around with invites you to a major event, you don't think he wants the bone?
Okay, so if it's a really hot chick who's a friend of yours, I would assume that...
No, he's not a friend. Let's just say we're not friends. We were just both at a club, and I saw you, and I'm like, hey, I got an extra ticket to the Billboard Awards. You want to go?
Probably think I'm a hot chick. He wants to be seen with a hot chick.
And you just... that's all you do is just allow him to be seen with you and you get tickets? See, this is my problem.
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, you just say, yeah, I don't think I should have to give him sex.
Well, it should not be unless explicitly.
Hey, I got two tickets. Can I fuck you? Is that how it goes?
That would at least be honest.
Okay.
And you'd probably get a lot of responses like, sure.
Yeah, why not? Let's do this.
That would at least be honest.
That's so funny.
You should change your Tinder thing to say, if you want to go to the Grammys with me, let's bone.
Hey, you want to go to the Grammys? Let's bone. Well, I want to get into something about this. Will follow this whole thing with these selfies and stuff. Like, everyone bitches about how much money pro athletes make. Like, there's just a guy who signed $350 million to play baseball for 10 years. $350.
Yeah,
awesome. Now, what's your opinion of that?
I'd say that's a little excessive.
He's making basically $35 million a year to play a sport. He is probably top 20 in the world at doing that is 8,100 and I think 61 days straight he has to work. Because baseball, they don't have a day off. They literally play almost every day. Occasionally, they'll have one day off.
Right.
And he's one of the top 20 at what he does, where he plays every day, mostly in front of minimum 40,000 people. You think he deserves it?
I don't think
honestly.
Any of them do.
Okay.
But we value it as a society. We're willing to go. We're willing to pay the TV stations. We're willing to go see them live.
Yes.
And
supply and demand.
And that's it.
But nobody ever bitches about how much models make. Like, Giselle made $30 million last year. $30 million.
Okay, I eat a 1,200 calorie diet. I will tell you, she deserves every penny of that.
Really?
It is freaking ridiculous. It's so hard to do that.
To be that skinny?
It really is.
But my point is, like, you don't even wear the clothes she's modeling. Who buys? You ever watch a fashion show? It just looks like a bunch of gay guys took a bunch of mushrooms and tried to make some weird shit that stick figures have to wear and walk down the goddamn runway, and we all hope they fall. It's like kind of like NASCAR, right? Like, you go to watch NASCAR to watch a car crash. You go to a modeling runway to watch them fucking eat it.
No, I seriously don't think either one of them really deserved that. But it's
but who deserves it more, in your opinion?
A baseball guy.
Yeah, okay.
Because
cool.
He at least has a skill.
Did you watch the Victoria's Secret Models thing?
No.
I watched parts of it.
That sounds super depressing for me.
Why?
I have a, like, you know, even if I weighed as much as any one of them, I would still never be that small. I'm like,
you're
this short
good the way you are. See, that's
I'm
the
fine
problem.
With that.
Women internalize everything.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But the thing is, I will never look like that. So it's hard to see, a parade of most people's ideal. It's hard to watch that and have that internal dissonance.
But it's so weird because I can watch pro sports. Like, I can watch Blake Griffin go for 38 and love it, even though I know genetically he's 10 times more superior to me in, you know, physical build. Oh, man, I'm never going to be able to dunk like that. You know, it's like it's very interesting how women look at other women and how guys look at other guys. Maybe because guys are used to running in packs and there has to be an alpha, and we're used to just filing in behind the alpha. And women are different, that, like, you're competing for the alpha. And maybe in the jungle, you and Giselle are going for the same alpha.
Yeah, I'd take her out, though.
I bet you could.
Yeah, because I lift weights. She doesn't.
What are you doing, CrossFit?
No, I have a weight set.
What do you got a video? Do you do videos? Do you do, like, hey, welcome to P90X?
No, I don't do any of that.
I started Muay Thai.
Yeah?
Muay Thai Thai boxing.
Do you have any videos of that?
You don't want to watch it. It is a train wreck. I used to do it my whole life. I grew up taking kung fu and then Thai boxing. I stopped for like 6 years, and my body is not ready to do it. It is hurting. I have no hip movement at all. I can't kick higher than my hip. He's like, good, you start there. That's how you start. Now you get better. You go. It's like, Jesus Christ. Women are way smarter when it comes to working out. You do fun shit. You guys turn your workouts to, like, going to a nightclub. You guys dance, samba dancing. You get a gay guy just. You go. You can do it, girlfriend. Over the top. Corner to corner, around the side, right? You totally get that. You have fun. All that's missing from a fucking step class is a margarita machine. That's the only thing. And you guys are at a party. Guys, all the shit we do, it's like, okay, lift that heavy shit. Okay, punch me in the face. Okay, I'm going to try and dodge it. I'm going to try and punch you in the face. And this is our workout. Because that's what guys do. We got to do fucking hardcore shit. We gotta do stuff where, you know, we're taking jiu-jitsu. I just fucking threw my knee out. I'm a goddamn accountant. Why am I doing fucking jiu-jitsu?
What belt did you get?
I got up almost to brown belt. Literally, brown belt happened on my prom. So it was either go to prom or go get a brown belt. I'm like, I'm gonna go to prom. But I took Thai boxing for years.
How many?
Like 5-6 years.
Six.
I like it. I love working out. I love working out. It's a lot of fun. But, man, it's just like everyone comes in, everyone's fat, but they all think that deep inside they're going to be a UFC fighter. It's so hilarious. It's like you're so far from ever walking into the octagon. You have bitch tits, dude. Which is, gets me. There was fights this weekend. I just hate when UFC fighters walk into the octagon with bitch tits. Like, that is not right. You are a pro athlete.
Ooh, I will posit this. Which do you think is worse, the people who are delusional about that or the delusional bodybuilders?
What?
Do you ever see guys in the gym who look like they're trying to be bodybuilders?
Yeah.
Which do you think is more
sad,
I guess?
That's a great... I think who's a bodybuilder hurting? He's not hurting anybody. He's just looking stupid in his goddamn spandex. I don't know why guys wear spandex. Like, there's no reason to ever wear spandex. Like, no, you don't need it. You know, oh, my nuts were a little closer. I could lift a little more weights. There's no need for a man to ever be in spandex, ever. But girls like to wear spandex at the gym, and I get it.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Yoga pants make every woman's ass look good.
Yeah, because when they don't make them look good, they're called sweatpants. That's the difference between yoga pants and sweatpants. Fuckability. Right? If you're sexy, it's yoga pants. If you're disgusting, it's like, oh God, look at that girl in those sweatpants. But you're showing off your ass, right? Which gets back to the, everything's just got to be about primal shit. Everything's about just attracting people. That's another reason I like Thai boxing. You're not trying to tie. You're not trying to press. You're not trying to turn on anybody. You're just trying to fucking fight.
Well, you never know. There might be someone who's really enjoying that Thai boxing.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a guy who beats off the Thai boxing video somewhere out there. Like, I'm going to fucking do that. That's hilarious. Yeah, just like, you take Thai boxing, you start hurting in place. You don't even know you have muscles. You're like, what is that that's hurting? What part of the body is that? It hurts. Okay, well, this went a lot faster than I thought it was going. It always goes faster than I thought. I got most of what I wanted to talk about done. Can we get into the royal family? As a woman, do you like the royal family?
I don't have an opinion on that.
At all? I just don't. Why do we get excited about these people? And like, if you're British, I'm not trying to shit on your party. your monarch party.
It's
I just don't get
at
it.
Best. I think it's just
ornamental.
It's ornamental at best.
What is that? Like an Asian you hang from your Christmas tree?
No. Good Lord. No, that they're just. It's kind of. It's a figurehead type thing.
It's just so interesting because like. They were just born, and it's like, okay, you guys are royals. And they just go around, and they just shake hands and kiss babies.
What's
baby.
Your issue with the royal family?
It's like, I don't know why we just get, why do they get courtside seats? Why do they just get to show up and get courtside seats? They just show up.
You guys, somebody get this man some courtside seats to something.
Well, it's like, I just hate people who get everything. They haven't earned it. Like, everybody hates the Kardashians. Everybody hates Kardashians. Like, Kim, I've said this before, I don't have a problem with her. She, you know, she blew a black eye, people went crazy, and now her ass just destroyed the internet. I'm fine with that. You know who I can't stand? Her sisters. The Jenners? Like, why are they everywhere now? Who have you blown? You better start blowing rappers, put it on video. Why are you getting Beats headphones commercials? With the it goes like the Jenner to like one of the Williams sisters. That chick had to like destroy everybody in tennis to get a Beats headphone commercial. Why is the sister of the girl who blew the like the C-list rapper getting the headphones?
Does one of them have a beat?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll have to find a link for you and I'll post it.
It's horrible. And they go back to her a couple times. And I'm like, what are you why? Why are you in this? What do you represent? Why is your opinion on these headphones so important? Because your sister blew a rapper? Your sister sucked off an anaconda, and we all appreciate it, so now?
Well, you don't know. Maybe she got that in addition to the Grammy tickets she got for banging some dude that we don't know about.
Oh, could so you're it, saying that maybe she fucked too? Somebody, they put her in a commercial?
According to your rules of the barter system,
I just don't get it.
I'm with you. I don't either.
It's and who likes... Oh, this is going to become an anti-women thing. I love women. I really love women. I really love women. I do love women. There's just shit I don't understand.
We like, feel the same way about you, so.
Okay. I'm going to bring up one thing, and then you can bring up something about guys. Why do women love The Real Housewives of blah, blah, blah? What is it? It's. I know you like the drama, but it's like, who are these chicks? Why is there a camera in front of them?
You're asking the wrong person. I think it's awful. I've never watched it. Every preview looks like a disaster.
There are
not interested.
Series after series of chicks who bang guys who did something. All right.
They were attractive their whole life, and they're probably used to getting handed things. That's all I can think of.
Yes, thank you. By the way, back to royal family. You know who I do like? Prince Harry. Because he's a scumbag. Like, I mean that in the best way. Like, I can hang out with him type of scumbag. Like, he was supposed to take helicopter training, and he was going to go to Tucson, or is it Flagstaff in Arizona? And the mayor's like, we just want to let Mr. Prince Harry know that once he comes to this town, there's going to be no fornication with our daughters. He literally said that. I'm like, if you tell me I can't fornicate, the first thing I'm doing is fornicating. And I love how it's like, the mayor thought he had to warn Prince Harry not to get crazy. Like, the locals aren't lining up to bang a royal. Is that like every girl's dream? Is like, you're working at Starbucks as a Batista, and in comes Prince Harry's like, hey, let's hang out. And the next thing you know, you're in a royal wedding.
It's got to be someone's dream. Someone out there is just probably...
What's your dream about meeting a guy? Like archaeologists or some shit like that? We discover bones together. We find the missing link between man and monkeys.
Oh, that sounds like a ridiculous porno.
Yeah.
We're going to have to write that. I don't know. I don't really have... I've never had specific goals. I never had one of those weird... I've planned my wedding since I was 5. I've never had that. I don't.
Well, you're a great person. I just know that guy's just, like, you ever see the chicks he was banging while he was in England? They show pictures. He looks like he just bangs all the chicks from, like, real world London. Like, these just, these really, like, hot garbage.
Have you ever seen there's a Jersey Shore type show in England? I think it's something about Exeter. But they're basically the scumbags of England.
Well, I mean, England has a lot of scumbags. Like, we all think they're like, oh, hello. Like, they're all just like royalty. They all live in Buckingham. No, they're scumbags, too. Like, Gareth Reynolds has this great joke about going back to kind of his, like, little town that his family's from. And all these British chicks are, like, so, like, proper. Excuse me. Would you like to hang out tonight? Do you do drugs? He's like, yeah, I'm doing. Do you perhaps smoke crack? Like, that's the weirdest accent for a crackhead. Pardon me. What if you partake in a little crack cocaine?
I don't think anyone would confuse the accent you're doing with the British.
Yeah. Oh, you know I'm known for my goddamn awful accents. All right. Well, that's our show. I don't know. I thought it was fun.
Oh my god, this is so much fun.
I just talk out of my asshole. I don't even know if I say anything funny.
You do. This. I did my best to control my laughter.
I got most of it done. I was going to go off on Bill Cosby, but that's about all I didn't get into. That's about it. Guys, this has been Twisted with Sam Tripoli. Thank you for tuning in. I really enjoyed everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'd love to get feedback, positive, negative, anything. You like it, you don't like it, you tell me it sucks. I just want to hear what you got to say.
What about your, where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram and all that?
At Sam Tripoli for Instagram, tripoli.com website, Instagram at Sam Tripoli. I just got hired to do the red carpet for the XBiz Awards in Los Angeles by Fleshlight. Should be fun. And I got a bunch of shows in January that are all killer. So if you're in Southern Cal, we got some great shit coming up. And this is it, man. This has been fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I had fun doing it. We'll see you next week with another installment of the International Bad Boy Hour. Julia, it was a pleasure. Thank you for hanging out.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Hope you can be here next week. Take care, everybody. This is Sam Tripoli saying, support your local rebellion. And without you, I'm just talking to myself.